Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Lemna Parvini, the VP of Operations at Ticketmaster. Good afternoon, Lemna. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us today. And I know it's close to your weekend there, so I hope you have an enjoyable weekend. But
Thank
to start
you.
With, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work history?
For sure. I've been hopping around quite a few industries. So that tells you how much my attention span is, but oil and gas, telecommunication, hospitality, technology, a lot of technology work, and now entertainment. And I've always been focused around global operations, improving transformation, application of technology. And as you know, more data becomes available, a lot of data analytics, machine learning, AI that gets thrown into what the business, you know, has been happening over the years, and how do we go improve our old processes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And now you work at Ticketmaster. I think most people know what Ticketmaster does, but it's interesting. You label it as an entertainment company. And some people would label it as a tech company. Would you agree with that? Because you actually bridge the gap between the consumer and the entertainment, right?
Yeah. How I look at it is the mission, the goal of the company, right? The goal for us isn't to be a technology arm. It is how do we bring what our mother company and every other entertainment arm is providing to the fans, to the hands of people? How do we enable that ecosystem? So within that, we've got, you know, the clients that we have, NFLs, NBAs, NHLs, concerts, artists, theater. And then we have our broker community, we have our people, and we're trying to get the best price tickets into the fans' hands. And provide them a world-class service. And all of that is going to get more facilitated through a technology arm. So we're just a vehicle to, you know, get the best price and get it to the hands of the fans quicker.
Very good. Yeah, and I have to be honest, I've used your service many times and it's always been very good. So
I'm happy congratulations. To hear that.
Now, interestingly, you joined Ticketmaster, I think you said about a year ago, right?
Less than a year ago, yes.
Yeah, just about right around when this big worldwide pandemic hit, you joined an entertainment company, and entertainment was basically shut down worldwide, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's all my fault.
It's your fault. See, now I can tell everybody who we can blame. So.
Exactly.
I mean, how did that had to have an unbelievable effect on Ticketmaster, true?
It was very disturbing because we never would have imagined the impact of it as it was happening in March, April, even May of last year. We always had hopes that by the end of the year, things are going to turn around. Beginning of this year, we had, okay, you know, mid-year, things are going to come around. Now we know that it's going to take a bit longer than that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, now things are looking upwards. We've started ramping back up, and it's amazing to see everyone's faces back in the office and getting ready for what's to come in multiple folds. But there's always a silver lining in things. We had a chance to take a step back and look at what can we do better? How could we serve our fans better? And how do we build products that are going to end up making the lives of our fans easier? So there's been a lot of RPE that's been built on top of everything we had, and we're working on bringing more greater experiences to our fans.
Very good. And you mentioned the office, and you have an office in your area, but how many times have you actually been there?
So I have two offices. One of them I was there for 3 days. And another one for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that was it. At that point, we had to shut down and start working from home. It was a very interesting start to a new role when I had to arrange for the whole team to work from home and get through this year. I think my team held up very amazing. Like they did so great through this tough time. They kept themselves very engaged with the work that we had to do. And I think we are in such better place than we've ever been in comparison in the history. I mean, we've nowhere close to what we were in 2019. We're going to be so much better when things start coming back. And I'm so looking forward to all of that.
Yes. And do you foresee that, you know, when things start to open up, that you will go back into the office? Will it be full-time, part-time, or you think you're going to stay working remotely?
So if you're asking me personally, I would prefer a combination of that. I would prefer to be able to maybe work from home 60-70% and be in the office for the rest. But I think a lot of these decisions are, we need to like get everybody's opinion about how that's going to look like, especially with our location strategy and where do you want to stay, you know, have a footprint still, and where do you want to, where does it make sense not to? Mm-hmm. But I think a combination would be great to have.
I would agree. And I think most people agree with that. We're calling it the hybrid model. And I know you live in Chicago, where traffic is notoriously bad. I've been in it. So I think you and your employees will actually embrace that, the ability to come in when it's appropriate, right?
Yeah, it's so one of my offices is about an hour away from me. It's in the suburbs. I'm in downtown, and most of my team are just waiting to go in. They're like, they keep pushing. Hey, when can I go in? When can I go in? I'm like, well, we're still living under the circumstances. And even if we end up opening up, it's going to be 8 hours of the mask. You know, it's not the greatest experience of all. So for now, we are staying home and doing the best we can to keep ourselves above the waters.
So you literally haven't gone into either office since the second week of your employment?
I did once to one of my offices, and it was just super scary because like we've got multiple floors, and I was just walking through to take a look, and it was super disappointing and sad to see it all empty. Because my experience was that first few days, and there's a lot of commotion, there's a lot of energy going on, and it was like nothing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like, yeah, I don't think I can stay here for the whole day. Let's just go back home.
Mm. Wow, that's gotta be interesting. So, I mean, just by the nature of your industry, I mean, did your company have to make like major changes to your product offerings? I mean, because events still go on, but they all happen remotely now or through Zoom. So have you done anything in that realm?
Great. Just as any other industry that around March, April started looking at so-called pivoting, you know, or heard that word multiple times, we started looking at what can we do to not only serve our fans during COVID, but even post-COVID. And we came up with one of our products called Universe, universe.com. And through that, we are now able to sell tickets to live events as they're happening. So I've been on a couple of them now myself, family, and I think it's amazing the way that the production has happened and the way that we are able to switch between different cameras and views and get into that level of still engaging with an artist. And we're working through more engagement through backstage, et cetera, that we can create for the fans. Mm. And I think this is going to be, and it is right now, and it's going to continue to be something that we're going to see grow post-COVID. Say, I love Lumineers. When things were back normal, I would see them in Chicago. I would follow them in Milwaukee. I'll go to Indiana. I'll just follow them everywhere. But now I know that I can just sit at my home and, you know, tune in to their next show, wherever it is, and watch it at the comfort of my home and have that ability to still engage, to still experience that. So in future, you know, this is going to be super important for everyone, that maybe my favorite tour would never come to Chicago, but I still have the ability to watch them as they're performing.
Interesting. And so it's kind of like the boxing pay-per-view model, right? Where you can, yes, you can just purchase it and watch it at home. And then when it's done, you go to bed, right?
Right. And you watch it as it's happening. So that element of it's not recorded. It's not, you're not watching it post it has happened, or, you know, poor quality or any of that. You're engaged. You're part of that energy, although it would never match being there amongst the people and the experience itself. But it's a great alternative to provide for everyone.
And actually, my favorite performer is Phil Collins. And I actually saw him right. He played in San Francisco right before COVID hit. So I did get to see him. But that was the last concert I went to live.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So, I mean, do you think that this is the wave of the future? Do you think this part of your business could eventually outgrow the live in-person part? Or do you think it's just going to kind of even out over time?
Look, it's we are humans. We thrive on interacting with others, being in communities, and that's never going to go away. If anything, it's going to get bigger and more important. You know, when people weren't allowed to go out, they were going out. So just think of when things start changing and everyone can go out, what they're going to be, what the events are going to look like. So we definitely, that element is never going to go away. Whether the online platform is going to get bigger, I would doubt that. This is more about providing alternatives to our fans during, you know, such times. And, you know, I think we've seen the right trend towards opening up in the US and internationally, where it's limited capacity or certain states saying, you know, we're good to go with 100%. So this is going to explode, and I'm just waiting for it to all happen.
I can honestly tell you that, as you know, I'm a big hockey fan. I am really looking forward to when I can go and sit at ice level of a Sharks
game. Right, exactly.
It's just not the same on TV, right?
Exactly, yes.
So, well, Lemna, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been very informative. It's been great talking to you. And I know it's, you got 11 minutes till the weekend. So I wish you a really good weekend, and hopefully you can get outside.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good night.
Good night.